Hello, this is Iris Carden. Welcome to the podcast that accompanies the iriscardenauthor.net website. Mirror, a short story in the Orsini Swishlet collection by Iris Carden. Merlin, Ariana, Orsinius and the cat sat around the table in Ariana's kitchen, or rather the people sat around the table and the cat sat on it. Ariana explained to the others about her dream and the cat's desire to remember who he truly was. Merlin was quiet for a moment and then said, "I had actually come to seek Mr. Wishlet's assistance in a quest, that is, in his capacity as guardian of mythic artifacts. However, I believe the results of this quest may provide the answers the cat is looking for. Mr. Wishlet, will you assist me?" Ariana and the cat both looked expectantly at Orsinius. He looked around the room, then back at Merlin and answered, "I will help, of course. What do I need to take with me and when will we leave?"
"You need only take yourself, and we leave immediately if you're willing.
Miss Sutton, Mr. Cat, please excuse our absence. We will return momentarily." Merlin muttered a few words in an obscure language, and he and Orsinius disappeared. The cat looked questioningly at Ariana. "Don't ask me," she said, "but other quests have retrieved Excalibur and the Holy Grail, so I wouldn't be surprised by anything now." Orsinius and Merlin arrived at what Orsinius recognized from a previous quest as an archaeological dig site.
"Same as before, Mr. Wishlet," Merlin said. "I will enter and point to the object we need to retrieve. You will use the interim to take the object. On this occasion, however, I will give you a cloth to cover the object. Do not look directly at it. Cover it and take it. Keep it covered."
Orsinius nodded his assent. He held back while he saw Merlin greet a person who seemed to be in charge of the dig. "Professor Merle, I'm so pleased you could come," the archaeologist said.
"The pleasure is all mine. I heard you had unearthed some amazing finds," Merlin replied.
They walked together to a set of tables under a temporary shelter where the archaeologist began showing items recovered from the dig. Orsinius waited a couple of minutes, then checked no one was watching and slipped into the interim. He followed where Merlin and the archaeologist had gone. They were looking closely at an old vase. Merlin had his hands behind his back and was pointing at an object on the table behind him. As in a previous quest, the humans had failed to know which of the things they'd recovered was truly important. Orsinius noticed where Merlin was pointing and tried not to look at the object as he covered it, but he found a quick glance was necessary to see where he was throwing the cover. In that glance, he saw a reflection of himself in his old life as a thief, stealing things from humans. Worst of all, he saw himself stealing from Ariana. He threw the cloth over the awful object, then darted outside to hide near where Merlin had left him. He sat behind a large rock where no one from the dig would notice him and cried. He didn't hear Merlin approach.
"You looked, Mr. Wishlet," Merlin asked gently.
"I tried not to, but I couldn't see where to put the cover.
I know what you saw, my friend. But remember, if it were not for the past, you would not have the present. Are you happy in the present?"
"I'm very happy."
"Then dry your tears. Yesterday is gone and cannot be changed. Today is good, and tomorrow may be too."
Orsinius nodded and stood up. Merlin handed him a large handkerchief, and Orsinius wiped his eyes and blew his nose. Merlin muttered some more strange words, and they were back in Ariana's kitchen. Orsinius carefully put the object on the table. Merlin said,
"This is the mirror of Mim. It belonged to Mimir, whose name led to the English word memory. Like all magical mirrors, it tells the truth. It does not attempt to be kind.
Mr. Cat, if you truly wish to know the truth of your past, you may look at this mirror. But beware, however, that you may have chosen to forget some things or to imagine those things differently. From what you've been able to impart to Ariana, we know you have lived a very long time. In a long life, there are very many opportunities for events that you may not wish to remember. Do you wish to look at the mirror? The cat put his paw on the cloth covering the artifact. Then, said Merlin, we shall leave the room before you remove the cover. After you have looked, I request that you pull the cover back over it before you come out to us. Merlin, Orsinius, and Ariana left the room. The cat pulled the cover from the mirror. As he looked, he saw himself as a cat. Then slowly the image merged into a young man in a wizard's robe and hat. He remembered himself as a young nobleman who had displayed an affinity for magic. Disregarding his father's wishes, he'd apprenticed to a senior wizard. When his father disinherited him, he planned to kill his father with magic. His father, however, also had some natural magic, and the young wizard wasn't strong enough alone. He'd gone to a witch for help. It was the witch he'd earlier remembered hanging, the witch he'd thought must have been evil because he had a vague memory of her arguing with him. She'd refused to be part of murder. That was what they'd argued about. He'd attacked her. His spell was to turn her into a cat, but she'd resisted. Somehow she'd turned his curse back on him. The witch had confessed the whole thing to the wizard's father, who had ordered her hanged. Now the cat knew enough. He knew the spell and how to reverse it. He knew his name and his heritage. He extended a paw and pulled the cover back over the mirror. This was enough memory to open channels in his mind, to allow him access to more of his power. He thought of what he had done, how he had tried to kill his own father, and as a result had caused the death of a witch who had done no harm, but only defended herself from him. He had suspected he had known great evil, but not that he had been responsible for it. Feeling a guilt he now believed would never be atoned, he leapt gently from the table and walked to the next room where the others were waiting. With his newly remembered power, he was able to speak telepathically to them. My name is Benwyn, and I choose to remain a cat. This is my penance for a crime I do not wish to discuss. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'll see you next time.